With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In true Trump fashion, former President Trump didn't beat around the bush as he greeted the packed house. Last night's Madison Square Garden rally in the heart of Deep Blue, New York City, borrowing a page from the Reagan campaign playbook.
I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
White House correspondent Greg Clugston in New York.
Guest speakers ranged from vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance to former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan.
This is Donald Trump's house, brother.
Members of Congress also showed up, including Representative Byron Donalds of Florida.
We're going to have common sense in America again under Donald Trump. We're going to get men out of women's sports under Donald Trump.
Throughout the rally, speakers repeatedly criticized Kamala Harris and predicted a Trump victory on Election Day. Greg Clugston, New York.
Democrat standard bearer Kamala Harris pitching to the base in Philadelphia.
And hard work is good work, as we know. We are going to win,
says Harris, sounding upbeat despite poll after poll, showing the race trending in former President Trump's favor. Also at SRNNews.com, it would last for just 2 days, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas being proposed by Egypt's president. The proposal would include an exchange of a small number of hostages for some prisoners. McDonald's says testing has ruled out beef patties as the source of the E. coli outbreak linked to quarter pounders. Onion slivers from a single supplier now thought to be the culprit, according to the FDA. Wall Street Dow futures up 212. This is SRN News. New look at America's attitude about LGBT issues.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 66% of adults support gay marriage. However, 57% say your driver's license and other government IDs should bear the gender you were born as, not the one you may be living as now. Americans are split on laws that would bar a parent from helping their child undergo a sex change operation. 47% support such laws. 49% do not. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Law enforcement agencies cracking down on the troubling spread of child sexual abuse imagery created through artificial intelligence technology. Justice Department officials say they're aggressively going after offenders who exploit AI tools to create harmful images of youngsters. Meanwhile, states are racing to ensure those generating deep fakes and other obscene images of kids can be prosecuted under their laws. This is SRN News. Their lives thrown into disarray, high school seniors in Asheville, North Carolina, are grappling with crucial life decisions.
The kids are recovering from the impact of Hurricane Helene. Schools have been closed more than a month, but are now set to resume within the next week. Some seniors have tried to make the most of the time by volunteering. In other cases, they actually studied on their own. But many say the stress of college applications is weighing on them. Still, many of the seniors say they are very fortunate because so many other people died in the storm. Jason Walker reporting.
Opposition supporters in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia are protesting weekend parliamentary election results. There have been allegations of voting irregularities, also allegations of meddling by Russia, which does not want Georgia aligning itself with the West. More details, SRNNews.com.